GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Southern California wildfires are continuing to burn. Firefighters working to contain a wildfire in Ventura County that's destroyed 132 structures in 2 days. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
The thing with this fire was the Santa Ana winds. They basically produced wind gusts of 80 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. And at that point, firefighters are completely at the mercy of a fire like that. There is not much that they can do except try to save people's lives, right? They're not trying to save homes. The fire's moving from house to house, casting embers 2.5 miles ahead of where the fire is.
10,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Attackers assaulting Israeli fans overnight after a soccer match in Amsterdam. 5 people were hospitalized, more than 60 arrested. Racist text messages invoking slavery, raising alarms across the country. They were sent to scores of people, including students, prompting inquiries by the FBI. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. About 73% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast ballots in the 2024 presidential race. The raw number of voters tops out at the highest in state history. Nearly 3.4 million people in Wisconsin cast ballots in the presidential race won by President-elect Donald Trump. The turnout percentage in Wisconsin is just below that seen in 2020 when 3.3 million voted for president. Wisconsin has a voting age population of just under 4.7 million people. The Brown County District Attorney's Office is charging retired Manitowoc County Metro Drug Unit Lieutenant David Remiker with 1 count of misconduct in office. A press release from the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office says an internal audit in February of this year showed several thousand dollars of asset forfeiture funds weren't properly deposited into designated accounts. The Sheriff's Office immediately asked the Wisconsin Department of Justice to investigate. Remiker retired from the Sheriff's Office January 31st, 2024. Attorney General Josh Call, along with a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger this week. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. Kroger has also agreed to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. 27-year-old Austin Learing of Neenah died in a car crash Tuesday night in Outagamie County. The Wisconsin State Police say the accident happened when an SUV driven by 77-year-old Rosalie Polson of Hortonville traveled northbound in the southbound lanes of I-41 at County Highway A near Appleton. Alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the accident. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Buck Stock Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 39.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Always great having Mark Houston in the house. And, of course, Frank from Frank's Dinner. Oh, yeah. Sit. Frank's. I always
Let
say it wrong.
Let me be Frank Productions.
Let me be Frank Productions. Right. I can't believe I still get that wrong. Joining us right now, it is time for Burkle's One Block Over Green Bay Packer Football Throwback. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of St. Charles, Illinois. The rangy right-hander who matriculated at the University of Notre Dame. The Golden Dome before leaving because Dan Devine kind of sucked. And came to the University of Wisconsin where it led the Badgers to gridiron glory. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, number 16, Randy Wright. Randall.
All right, Randy.
Good morning, guys.
Wow, you sound excited.
There
I gave
you go.
I give you a beautiful intro, and that's where we get, Randy.
I was going to say, man, who does your writing? That was pretty outstanding.
There's no writing here. Believe me, Randy, there's no writing here.
That's a gift from God.
Right. Hey, well, you know what? You and I are great friends. We've been great friends for a lot of years. I never asked you about Notre Dame, because every Catholic kid growing up wanted to go to Notre Dame.
Especially in Illinois.
Exactly. Absolutely. What was that like? You just didn't like it, huh?
Well, I mean, given the fact that when you're a quarterback and Catholic and Notre Dame offers you a scholarship, you just kind of go.
Right.
And you never question. But even though I went to high school as a junior and senior in St. Charles, Illinois, I was born and raised in Texas 16 years.
Right.
And back in that day, the only thing you really knew about Midwest football was Michigan and Ohio State. They dominated everything. And Notre Dame. So given the chance, Ohio State never recruited me. But Michigan was a very, very close second. But when Notre Dame offered, like I said, Catholic quarterback, Notre Dame, you don't really think about it. You just kind of go.
If my growth plates had closed, we were talking about this earlier, I could have been there at Notre Dame.
You know, yeah, except for the fact that you weren't. And,
right.
You know, when you look at the fact that your growth plate must have closed really early in your life.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Randy. Wow. So we were with the mayor and we were with Dennis from the Glam Band.
So, Randy, tell me, I just want to talk a little bit about Notre Dame because I think it's just not Illinois people. I mean, I tried to get into Notre Dame.
Oh,
I think
my gosh,
it did everybody. And there was a lot of Catholics
dream.
In this part of the world.
Terry Handratty was my hero. Remember Terry Handratty,
no,
Randy?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Did your parents drive that decision? Because my dad was like, you know, St. Thomas, St. Norbert, Marquette. You know, that's like...
Anything with St.
Yeah, it just wasn't... You know, I think back when I went to school, the parties were too tempting for me. Although they were at these other schools, he just didn't realize it. You know what I mean?
You're a partier?
Anyway, go ahead, Randy. Yeah. Did your parents pick that for you?
You know, my parents certainly drove my religious Catholic background.
Yeah.
But they were very hands-off, and maybe hands-off is the wrong term. They did not put any pressure on me when it came to college choices.
Nice.
I knew that they wanted to be able to drive to the game, so they preferred that it be somewhere close by so they could do that instead of going to Texas or USC or someplace like that. But no, they did a fabulous job instilling in me the Catholic faith and the tradition. But no, they did not necessarily.
Cool.
I think they were happy that I went there, but
yes.
No, they didn't drive that.
So, Randy, how does a guy go from Texas to Illinois? And you know, I guess you're saying about age 16. How do you get noticed at that point? Because that's kind of late in the
great
game
point,
already.
Yeah. Especially nowadays.
You know, nowadays it's late, but you know, in there, I went to high school as a freshman in Texas, because that's where I was born and lived the first 16 years of my life. But then I transferred with my family. My dad got moved to Boston area. So I went to high school as a sophomore out in Boston.
Jeez.
And then got transferred again and came in as a junior and senior to the St. Charles area. And out there, in recruiting was a much later process. You really didn't start getting recruited till your junior year.
I remember
and then you go through your senior year, and then it's a huge push the second half of your senior season through signing date, I think is February at some point back then. So today, I think it's a lot harder for late bloomers to be recruited because it happened so much earlier. But back then, everybody was a late bloomer when it comes to that.
Hey, Randy, talking about Wisconsin football and the NIL thing. So, you know, we're one of our great friends here, Tony Bennett, who I hold in the highest esteem as a human being, as a person. And and I talked to his dad about a month ago, and he actually gave me the heads up. He said, I think Tony's getting out of the business because this whole NIL and the college thing. What's going on out there, buddy? I mean, you've dealt with it because you coach and everything. What's going on in the world of college football these days?
Well, it's certainly a different landscape, isn't it? And I think although some of the changes can be exciting, the playoff system, a lot of that stuff, the NIL, I am not a fan of as it exists today. I think it's contributing greatly to the demise of college sports, but especially college football, because there are so many other athletes that, are in the NIL that are not just in football. But from the, is it good for college? I don't think so. Is it more fair to the athletes? Yeah, absolutely, it's more fair. I think if they make two adjustments, I would be a much bigger fan. Two changes I would make if I were king for the day, and I'm probably a very small minority that would agree with this. But number one, I think they ought to put all the money that goes to a kid in a trust fund, and he gets it when he gets his degree. So you could pay this player $1 million a year, but it goes into a trust, and he gets it when he gets his degree. And then if I leave early to go in the sports, I don't get it. Well, if you're leaving early to go pro, you don't need it.
No.
So that would be the first change I'd make. The second change I would make is any player that leaves that school, any NIL money he earned at that school goes back to the school. So he doesn't get to keep that money and go. And that would stop a tremendous amount of this transferring every year and still being able to play. So,
now, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I just want to say, Randy, people just aren't ready for that kind of money at that young age. I don't sound like an old guy, but I mean, you're right. Even that few years could give you a little bit more time to maybe talk to people, study it, meet with a financial planner. But boy,
sure.
To blow through that money, that NIL, I think that would help with the coaching if they, because they want to retain these people and they're just moving from place to place. That's a really good idea. Has that been talked about, proposed? I mean, I don't really follow it as close as, like John.
No, I mean, but there's nothing to, it's so bizarre. It's so new landscape that none of us have a handle. I mean,
there's no guardrails on it.
There's nothing, right, Randy? I mean, that's just why it's the Wild West.
It is absolutely the Wild West. And when you put that in conjunction with kids can transfer now and not have to sit out, I mean, why wouldn't these young kids just sell themselves every year to the highest paying school?
And they are.
And I think, exactly. I think a lot of them are doing just that.
Right.
And there's
a kid from Nina who, he's 3 years into college basketball, really good basketball player, three different schools. He's gone to a different school every year. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and this would stop that. I don't know why he's doing it. But
one of those credits transfer.
That's the issue. The credits don't transfer, so I don't know which kid you're talking about, but I'm sure he hasn't had all of his transferred credits counted at the new school he's going to, and he probably doesn't care in the fact that he's making this kind of money. And how many stories, how many times, how many teammates did I have who, if you look at throughout the NFL, which is just from my perspective, the only inside information I would have, I mean, these kids are 22, 24, 25 and can't handle the millions of dollars given to them. I mean, how are 19, 20-year-olds right. making that kind of decision? And the pressure you put on these 19, 20-year-olds who may feel they need to help their family out, I think is I think there's a better way than it is right now, that's for sure.
We're with Randy Wright, former Green Bay Packer and Wisconsin Badger quarterback.
Randy, got two quick things. You know, Deion Sanders' kid, quarterback at Colorado, filed for bankruptcy. Are you freaking kidding me?
Well, that's his brother who did. It's not the quarterback.
It's his son. Yeah. Oh, the defensive back?
He was the defensive back. Okay. Yeah, but it's not the starting quarterback now, because I thought that too.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. And the UNLV quarterback who was given a handshake deal, didn't get what he was promised, and he quit. And he quits. You know, that just drives me crazy. But also, just thinking about what you were saying too, about what to do with the money, I think if a guy quits school and goes to another school, the NIL money should be distributed to guys like, say, the offensive linemen or some guys are trying to earn us walk-on guys or something like that, something to help them get by. Something like that might be a great idea.
I think it ought to go back to the school 100%. Whatever the school chooses to do with it, your suggestion, another idea, I'm in favor of. But that athlete shouldn't be able to keep that money.
Agreed.
That he takes with him that he earned at that school. Most of that money is probably coming from alum or coming from advertisements that he's done for businesses in that community, and you're taking it away. And I think one of the reasons you don't have the loyal fan base at the NFL level that you used to have is because teams, you lose free agency and good players leave, and they go to other teams. And from the NFL perspective, there's a little bit less the fan loyalty because I'm pulling for Tom Brady. Now all of a sudden he's playing down in Tampa.
Exactly.
And I think that is absolutely what's going to happen to the college level with Deion Sanders goes into Colorado and replaces 86 football players in 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's wrong. So I think there are a lot of things that are wrong with the NIL. I think the players deserve to be compensated. They deserve to be paid if the universities are making that much money off of them. No problem. In addition to the scholarship, no question. But I think it's wrong the way it is right now, and I think a lot of your good coaches, Nick Saban, Tony Bennett, I think you're seeing a lot of them that are going to get out.
No question.
Man, they've got you're worried about the players, but when it starts affecting your fan base, I mean, it's like, come on,
guys. Well, Jim and I were at a banquet of a year or so ago, and Mark Murphy, Packers president, had been an athletic director. He said, I can't think of a worse job right now in sports than being an athletic director in college.
Like in front of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
He just got up and said that.
Point blank.
And it's coming true because then Bennett's left since then, Saban. And I hope this gets turned around. Is there, you're obviously well-credentialed. Are you on some committee to work on this? Because I know there's a lot of talk about it. And sometimes you got to get in a room and what's the venue for this to fix it?
Well, I think like a lot of things, it has to hit rock bottom terrible that it's forcing a change.
Yeah.
And I think Ryan Day came out last year at one point at Ohio State going into the off season, and he was under a lot of pressure having lost to Michigan 3 years in a row, still is under pressure like every head coach at OSU. But he came out last year and said he needs $13 million in his NIL fund just to keep the kids that are on his team right now.
$13 million
just to keep the kids that are on his team right now.
Randy, we got to start a quick break. Randy Wright joining us back right after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
Quiet down. Here she comes. Shh.
Surprise! Your accountant just emailed to say your quarterly taxes are way higher than you were expecting.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Also, your favorite employee is leaving. They're going to pursue their dream of being a veterinarian.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here along with Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band. We got Young Sage for our Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. This, of course, our Packer Throwback Friday, brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. And I got to give Kevin, I don't know if he's even back yet, I give him all the credit in the world. He went down to North Carolina and Florida and loaded up semi-trucks of stuff.
And hasn't come back.
And was boots on the ground. Yeah. God bless him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked to him, and he's down there and just...
Right there, man.
Giving it all.
Burkle's One Block Over, bringing us this very special segment. Randy Wright joining us right now. Okay, Randy, we're switching gears. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Green Bay Football Packers. What do you think?
Well, I think they're facing a tough schedule with their division. Tough loss last weekend, but to probably the best team in the NFC, in my opinion. Detroit is playing so well. But I think there's a lot of good days ahead for the Packers. They're such a good young team, and I'm excited for what they can do the rest of this year, but certainly for their future the next couple of years.
It's different, though, right? Kind of being not – I don't know if the right word is intimidated, but, I mean – the Lions, we used to just run that division and didn't even worry. It's like, well, that's a win. And when the Lions came
in
here.
They did it the old-fashioned way. The Lions have done it the old-fashioned
way. Yeah,
drafting and everything.
Right. So they're tough.
Yeah, no
question. They imposed their will on the Packers.
Yeah, they're really good. And they've done it, you know, they've done it through the draft, like you guys have said. They've got some players they've gone out and traded for. Jared Goff is playing just, I don't want to say above himself because he's, you know, I think he was the number one pick in the draft when he came out, but he's certainly playing up to that at this point. But they've been playing without arguably their best defensive player, Hutchinson, being out.
And don't you kind of, isn't there like part of us is maybe Midwest nice, but don't you like seeing that old lady who owns the team, you know?
Oh, Mrs. Ford?
Yeah. Mrs. Ford. And then like Mrs. Hunt, you know, before she died, you know.
Or Mrs. Hallis.
Right, Mrs. Hallis. Yeah. They sit up there with their, you know, their pearls and stuff. And I'm like, well, that's cool, lady. You know, I just love seeing her. So anyway.
I think everybody kind of deep down, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people have seen a lot of the struggles for Detroit for many, many, many years. And there's a part that says, you know what, good for Coach Campbell, good for what they're doing. I pull for them. I like Jared Goff. I pull for them. Not last week when they played Green Bay, but I think good teams get rewarded when they do it the right way. And I think you're seeing that with Detroit right now.
And we all love Grandma.
How can you not?
It's just taking a long time for them to reshuffle the deck, though. I mean, to get the, and it starts from the top down. And so I'm glad they finally got some good people. I mean, I'm not a Lions fan by any means, but I hate to see a team getting kicked around for 34 years.
Hey, Randy,
you know?
I got to tell you something. I have no idea why, but something just popped in my head. I remember a very tough situation you were put in in Detroit at the Silver Dome when Lynn Dickey got hit in the eye or something, and you had to come against that defense. Remember that?
Yeah, at the house Thanksgiving. That was, I think, my rookie year against Thanksgiving. I do remember that. And we came back to a degree, but still wound up losing the game. And I think that was the only game we lost the second half of that season. But, it's always been a tougher place to play when you're playing them there versus in your own stadium. But I think they have been able to do a lot of things to turn it around. And, Jim, you had mentioned, you know, the last 35 years they've really struggled. And that's a little bit of the NFL free agency now. You can go out and sign these players. You don't have to build it the way you did 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I think that helps teams like Detroit be able to turn things around relatively quickly.
Randy, let me ask you this. And obviously, I was, you know, I said literally every practice for like 5 years, every single game, every whatever. And I saw things, you know, on the ground level. What would it have taken for those teams that you were on, 85, 86, 87? What would it have taken to be a better team, more of a contender?
You know, in talking to NFL personnel people, more when I was involved, and even Green Bay's personnel people when I was there, but even since then, almost to a T, they will tell you, if there are 50 players on a team, and let's just say that that's what all 50 players, all 50 teams have, the difference between all of them are your top five and your bottom five. If you have the top five players are better than the other team's top five and your last five players are better than the other team's five, you can interchange the 40 in the middle with any team in the NFL, and it's the top five and bottom five. They're going to make a difference.
Wow, that's a great
That makes a lot of sense.
I've never heard
a little of that 80-20, but yeah, that's I like that.
It's almost like a business thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what it is. That makes a lot of sense.
It's not like saying the last, you know, the games are separated by six or seven plays.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
kind of a similar mindset. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, you look at the Chiefs, who probably are the predominant team in the NFL right now, and you take their top five players and you put them on one of the worst teams, and you take their bottom five players, who are probably better than the middle five in other teams,
right.
you take their bottom five, and yeah, that's going to be your 80-20 rule, but that's what people who have much more knowledge than I do have shared with me, and I think that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
So to answer your question, John, yeah, you exchange the top five and the bottom five, and you got a whole new team.
Wow, that's a great point.
So I think the Packers now, I think the bottom five are, I think you can say they're probably as good as anybody in the league, but the top five, on the other hand, to use that comparison, probably a little bit lacking at this point. Yeah.
Well, defense, we need a pass rusher.
And it doesn't take a lot of great players. Like, I mean, obviously Jordan Love has proved himself and earned where he's at, but he doesn't take... You know, I hate to say a Lawrence Taylor because there aren't any other Lawrence Taylors other than him. But you get a great pass rusher. You get a shutdown corner. You get a strong left tackle. You get a game-breaking wide receiver. You get a star quarterback. And, boy, they sure make a lot of other people better.
Hey, Randy, you know one thing, too, and we're going to be wrapping it up here, but there were some kids, oh, my gosh, it's still 90 years, but some of these young players that would come in, and they had physical attributes, whether it's, and we're talking about this, is it a gene pool, is it a chromosome, right. but they had so much, and they didn't put it together. And I'm going to throw out a name, and you might laugh, but like Brent Fulwood or Frankie Neal or whatever, these guys had the physical God-given gifts, and they couldn't put the rest of it together. Isn't that frustrating when you see that?
Well, it's frustrating, and you feel for the player, the person, more than the player, because they do have this ability. They do have, you know, most of it's God-given, and they work hard. But, you know, we just talked about the five top roll, the five bottom roll. You take those other 40, and the reason those 40 are in the NFL are all the intangibles. It's, you know, what's kept them there. There were, you know, somebody asked me the other day, and I'll share this in doing an interview that I did. You know, when I was in Green Bay, there were 17, 18 quarterbacks that came and left during my career there.
Wow.
So I was there, and there were 17, 18 that came in. And people have asked me about X and Y. You know, if you take 700 players, I may have been better than 675 of them. But the other 25, I just got the breaks at the right time. I just got the opportunity at the right time. You could have exchanged me with 25 other quarterbacks during that era, and they would have gotten the breaks, and they would have been there.
Wow. If I was, Randy, if I was 6'3", do you think I would have been in the NFL, yes or no?
All right, there you go, Randy.
Let him answer.
Good answer. He did.
All right. Randy Wright, you're the best.
Thank
Great
you, Randy.
Having you on, my friend.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
on.
Right, buddy.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The new legislative maps allowed Wisconsin Democrats to gain some ground in the state legislature. They flipped at least 10 seats in the assembly. Although Republicans still have the upper hand, this quashes the supermajority. Democrats believe this puts them in a better position to gain chamber control in 2026. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says that this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
Helpap says that the new legislative maps leveled the playing field for legislators in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. That made it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts in northeast Wisconsin, including Assembly District 89, won by Democrat Ryan Spouty, and Assembly District 90, won by Democrat Ahmad Rivera Wagner. A couple breweries are closing in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Molson Coors is hopping out of Chippewa Falls. The company announced a closure of two Leinenkugel Brewery operations, including the historic Chippewa Falls facility and the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee. They'll be consolidating that work at their State Street Brewery in Milwaukee. The company is assuring that the change set to take effect in January will not impact the beer supply. The company does say they'll continue to operate the Liney's Lodge and the tourist elements of the Chippewa Falls operation.
The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay has planned a week of activities to observe Veterans Day. It starts tomorrow with the UWGB Women's Basketball Military Appreciation Game at 1 o'clock at the Cress Events Center. On Monday, two cadets will lead a solemn ceremony to honor and recognize POWs and those missing in action. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and Oshkosh. And of course, worldwide.
And of course, world.
Civic Media.
Sorry, that was me.
App. Who is that?
All right.
Todd? That was your ghost.
Do you mind?
There it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something.
Well, let me jump in here.
It's like brought to you by Heights
All
Pub
right,
and Parlor.
All right, as fall settles in, check out our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 Washington Street, downtown Green Bay, for warm atmosphere, excellent service, and top-notch food. Enjoy superb lunch and dinner, savoring in our signature panini, prime Angus beef burgers. Enjoy cold beverages, cocktails, happy hour specials, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6. Even join them for happy hour specials during the Badger football games and the Packer game. No Packer game this weekend, but you still come down there. They still got all the great food and all the great drinks. Their second store parlor offers the best space for hosting private party events. For more information, go to Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com.
All right, and Ashley is here. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how's it going?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I've got that same pullover that you gave me.
Yeah.
I get a lot of compliments. People are like, where is this? What is this place?
Ooh.
That's a cool pullover.
It is.
I like
is
it. Though? It.
Aren't they?
Love it.
Yeah. Hey, I what do you got it. Going on?
Well, it's Friday, so tonight the Meyer Theater has Always Loretta, a country tribute to legendary Loretta Lynn, starting at 7:30. So come stop in at Heights and enjoy a perch plate, beer-battered walleye, or pan-fried walleye before the show. Maybe grab some drinks.
Nice.
And yeah. We just tell our waiter, waitress, I got to go to the show, and you guys, like, speed it up.
Hurry up.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I mean... You know,
okay, I have to say one thing.
Depending on what time you show up.
If I show up at 7:50.
Okay, no. I meant I just want to warn people in one thing. If Heather's working, don't give her a hard time because it'll come back at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you
love her.
Came home last night.
Loretta Lynn.
Ashley, come on.
Ashley, that's...
I think I'm a little young for that.
Do you want the name of the song?
Wow.
Don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
Oh boy!
So it is.
Isn't that awesome?
It is.
Classic.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's right up there with Sage's music. So, all right. Well, here, let's go.
Dennis, introduce our special guest.
I'm still hung up on the warm atmosphere part of the ad. I'm looking for it's the time of year where we're looking for warm atmosphere.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you for that invitation for warm atmosphere because I'm looking for that
with
right
fall
now.
Settling in.
We
okay,
all
what's
be.
Okay? Can I ask a question about because I bring this up to you and I don't mean to sound in a strange way or whatever. Musicians in my era just pretty much ate or drank or did whatever. You kind of like a bodybuilder type guy. Check out the guns on this guy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Gun show.
Wow.
Not that big, don't you?
Well, I don't know, man. It's...
You're bringing the
it's
noise,
It's noticeable.
Brother.
And you're,
if somebody says, hey, we're bringing the Packers strong safety into our game.
I played football.
You did play football?
Yeah,
I believe
4 years now, right? Okay. Now I played for the Raiders. Last year I played for...
Wait, you played for the Raiders?
No.
You played in the NFL?
No. Semi-pro. Semi-pro. I was like, I wish. No, yeah. If I'm not a Cowboys fan, my uncle will break my legs. So, yeah, Raiders, no. 2 years ago, I played for the Sabercats. Last year, I played for the Ravens. And this year, I played for the Raiders.
Wow. Okay.
But you got to admit, you're pretty well built, and don't say you're tight. If you really wanted to hide it, you would have worn something like a fleece, but you're wearing like a tank top. So,
No, it's easier.
He brought his own warm atmosphere.
You know?
Oh, it's a gun show. Ashley is just going, oh my God, I love your body.
He's showing off a little bit. He's showing off a little bit.
Ashley? The first shirt I
didn't see anything.
Is your husband listening?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
It's studio. We're talking about
this. How about getting off his lap? Okay.
Oh, you better watch it, Mike.
Wow.
We're in studio with Young Sage this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and guns and everything he brought with him today. Right. And let's get to know him a little bit. So we were talking before you walked in here that you're from Texas originally. Mm-hmm. What's your upbringing? What was your upbringing like, and how did you get here? What brought you here?
Man, long story. But long story short, so we grew up, you know, very poor where I came from. It's just been me and my mom. My dad... was really not there, but I have 13 uncles and aunties, And all of my uncles pretty much raised me. I have six uncles. They all passed away, unfortunately. But basically how I started my career is, like, you know, I used to sing. I used to dance. I used to try to rap. It was pretty bad. But I always promised them that I use my talent for God, and two, to, like, you know, get rich one day and make sure that my family, like, you know, got out of the situation we were in, pretty much. So since I made that promise, I have been pursuing my music career ever since, pretty much.
How'd you get here? That's awesome. What brought you here?
So my car? Uncle, pretty much. No, the train, actually.
Right.
Yeah, my Uncle Lee, he actually lived here, and my mom wanted to see more family. My Uncle Lee and my Uncle Bay are the last ones that are left, and they stay here.
I got you.
So we were like, let's go see some new family, whatever. Right. And then we came down here when I was like 13, 14, something like that.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is. I think it's actually Better Days. Yeah, Better Days by me. I kind of talk about, you know, my upbringing a little bit.
And folks, I'm excited about bringing him in here because I was listening to his music, and my goodness, this guy's got a voice on him. And it's exciting that he's using the elements of music, adding a voice to it. And I think, you know, that the genre, I think, on a large part, is missing that musical aspect of it. Yeah. And I want to give you all credit in the world for that. And I think, and you really, in my book, you should be huge. You should be worldwide right now. So let's do what
coming
we can.
From him. That's very, very high praise.
Sincerely, man, this guy is amazing, and you really should check out his music. Before we get into into listening to some of that, how do we get in touch with you, your and whatnot?
So anywhere you can have internet, just look up Young Sage.
And NYA.
It's pretty. It's actually pretty cool. My first time I figured out you could Google me, I was like, what? And my name popped up, all my stuff, my Instagram, my Snapchat, my TikTok. I was like, oh, okay, I'm on the interwebs. Cool. Love that.
You know, back in the day when we Googled something, we'd go to jail. The word Google meant something completely different. Hey, I'm just saying.
I think that was before my time.
You've got your acting certificate. Ask him about what he has.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
Right.
Oh. How about you?
I have a Guinness World Record.
What?
Serious?
Yeah. Sure got quiet around here. What do you mean?
So my biggest thing I figured out was my niche was music competitions. I started them when I was like 18, 19. We used to go to Chicago, and they used to have these little competitions that they do. So I entered, and I was like, okay, let me see if I'm good at it. And I won. And so I'm like, okay, let me come back. I went 9 times at the Chicago and won every single time to where they told me, like, you're going to have to become a special guest because you can't keep winning. So now I'm like, okay, this is my niche. So then I went all around the world traveling doing competitions, and I ended up setting a Guinness World Record in 2022 for winning over 2,200 music competitions. And that's
And
that's the most in, like, history. I've beaten 2,200 people in music competitions.
Okay, I got to tell you something. We're amongst royalty.
I was going to say the same thing.
This man right here is vocalist of the year for the state of Wisconsin. This guy right here, his dad and his uncles were on the Ed Sullivan Show, Lawrence Welk. They were worldwide known for Barbershop Quartet. Oh. I'm a pretty good singer. Ashley's got
nothing. She's a pretty good singer.
I got nothing.
You should hear him.
Can you sing?
Bit. Nope,
let me hear.
Nope.
Let me hear a little something.
Church choir.
How do you? Okay, we had this discussion regarding sports and stuff, and we had Frank here from Frank's Dinner Theater, who's hugely popular. Is it in the genes if somebody can sing? Is it passed on?
It can be. So I don't know if you know who Mo3 is. He's a music artist from Texas. He's actually kind of big. He's my uncle. Okay. He's the one who passed away in Texas. So he's also a reason that I, like, really want to start my career, because I feel like I have very big shoes to fill, pretty much. Not a lot of people know that he's, like, my blood, you know? So, like, a lot of stuff going on back home. So my mom tells me, you know, refrain from telling a lot of people. But it means a lot to me because, like, it's my family. And he was huge, you know? So, like,
well, I would leverage that Guinness Book World Records, man. I mean, that's cool in and of itself. You know, right. We had a guy that was on our show all the time, and then John asked him one time, we were in school, athlete. The guy ran under a 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff just doesn't happen. And like you, that just doesn't happen. And I'm interested. I can't wait to hear you sing, although I read a little bit about you, but I haven't heard you sing yet. So that's that's pretty cool. And to Dennis's question, like, you seem like you're right on the cusp of being big, big.
Should be. Should be monstrous.
My biggest thing is, like, one, like, I really noticed, like, you know, in Wisconsin, it's kind of hard to get yourself out there when it comes to music, because everybody wants to do music, you know? So when you tell people, hey, I do music, then they're like, eh, okay. Until they hear you, then they're like, oh, you're actually good. And I'm like, yeah, I tried to tell you.
okay, couple things on that. One is that we are really trying to promote more music, right? Mm-hmm. Mile of Music, some things that we're doing here. And we have a lot of venues for music, too, now, right? We got Tarleton, which is kind of a smaller
200. I did a show there.
Okay. And you can move up then. Meyer Theater, the Widener, you know, the Rush.
I went to Summerfest. Summerfest actually asked me to perform last year. This year. Yeah. And they paid me $5,000 to perform. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Wow.
I'm not worthy. Gee, $5,000.
$5,000 for one show?
Yeah. I got the emails and everything. It was actually really cool. And they want me at Rolling Loud next year because the performance was like so good. And I was like,
wow.
Okay, cool.
Maybe you got to talk to him, Mino, about going in on the business.
There's the guy. Right?
Hey. We're going to give you an opportunity for a business thing after the show. Like, you won't believe it. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Manage your own money. Just stick it. Stay. You got a long ways to go. Do you have an agent?
I have no one. That's just me.
That's all.
You have to work on that.
Yeah, you do.
We got to get have someone
what's
help
that
you.
What's that next step? Dennis, I mean, you.
Exactly that.
What's the next step for somebody like this?
You need someone to promote the work for you. You need a management person to boost you.
I tried. I had a manager for a while. It's just he wasn't doing what I needed him to do.
When it comes
to like my business or my career.
I know some people.
Talk
who
to some of your friends. Talk to somebody.
I know some people.
Well, no, I mean, he's right. Because that industry is, you know, I know somebody who knows somebody. But you might want to go back to that person who paid you $5,000 at Summerfest. I mean, they know a lot of people, too. And say, look, can you help me get to the next level?
I'm trying.
I want to hear your
show.
Stuff.
After the show, get a hold of me. I know some people that can give you open some doors for you.
Let's go ahead and do a song. We're going to do Hocus Pocus. Can you tell us about it real quick?
Oh, yeah. So so I'm an anime watcher. So like a lot of my songs not only come from like personal experience, but like sometimes I'll make up like these stories about anime characters because I also draw. So I made my own anime character's name's Chaos. So sometimes I'll make different stories so that coexist with my heartbreak and my anime character and put it into a song. So Hocus Pocus Part 2 is about, you know, a guy that broke his girl's heart, but he's trying to get her back pretty much. He's going to get her back so fast, it'll be like magic. It'll be like Hocus Pocus.
Pretty much.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's cool.
On Mino and the Mayor.
In a dark place, but you came to my rescue. Baby, we got soul ties. Your love is my refuge. Pray for your protection. I know God is gonna bless you. Ay. I don't need no kisses. Let me touch your mind. You were dying from a different world. Call the Coraline. You was mine. You cannot deny. You a special find. Yeah, fighting through the dark. Baby, yeah, come to the light. Yeah. I won't go back to my own ways. Now we broken. I messed up, but I gotta turn the page. I reminisce on the better days before I was young, stage. Yeah. Baby, I know that I lied. I'ma make it right and you can trust that. Thinking about the way you say my name, you know I love that. I'm sorry for the arguments, but we gon' rise above that. None of these girls could ever keep it. You my main chick. You was rocking with me way before y'all ever made it. Let them haters hate on us, cause we not with that lame shit. Promise if you give me your heart, I'm never gon' break it.
Young Sage, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series.
That's cool. That's
you know that. You tell me that you in love, you just gotta show that. You the one I got my eyes on. I promise that I'ma ride for you. I know I did you dirty, I did you bogus. Hocus pocus, I won't go back to my own ways. Now we broken. I messed up, but I gotta turn the page. I reminisce on the better days before I was young, Sage, yeah.
I can see the... Yeah, I bet you get a crowd that gets into this.
Actually, this is my biggest song right now.
Yeah,
Sony Records actually reached out to me and told me if I get this song to 1 million streams, I get a $2 million record deal. So,
ooh,
This is the
Let's
song that
work
I'm trying
on
to get
it.
To.
Let's get it done.
We got to get that done.
It's at 270,000 streams right now.
And how many do you need?
One million.
Yep. So all everybody can bring four friends, and we're there.
Pretty much.
We're going to a quick break. Young Sage, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series, back with more. This is exciting stuff, buddy. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
In the words of Joseph Campbell, a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM, Talk of Green Bay, would like to recognize members of the United States military who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedom. This message made possible by a Rennes group offering assisted living, memory care, rehab, and skilled nursing services. If you have a friend or loved one in need, visit their website today at www.rennesgroup.com.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
I can't breathe, lost in her eyes. In my bed, we lay here, look at the sky. You're my drug, I take you, come and get high. All my love, she took it, I'm feeling numb. Love the way you taste, feel you on my tongue. I ain't awake, I miss you, what have I become? Because you flew away. I swear it's the best feeling in the world when that girl make you feel like you in love. But at the same time, you feel like you can't trust nobody enough just to talk about your life when it gets tough. But I can see the pain in your eyes. I know that you're tired of the lies. This is my life, gonna live it the best way that I can. But you couldn't possibly understand the way I feel, yeah. I gave her my heart and my soul. She left me alone, got no control. Ain't no coming back, no, you're on your own. But I still miss my ringtone. She gives me the butterflies. Without you, I can't breathe. Lost in her eyes. In my bed, we lay here, look at the sky. You're my drug, I take you, come and get high. All my love, she took it, I'm feeling numb. Love the way you taste it, you on my tongue. I ain't awake, I miss you, what have I become? Because you flew away.
I think my I think my very favorite thing just happened.
I was just gonna say. Go ahead.
Okay. So my very favorite thing just happened.
You caught Jim.
I looked up. Okay, and I saw Jim, and he was doing
bopping.
So he was doing the white guy head bob. Okay.
It was great.
I saw you catch him because you started laughing.
Whoever mixes your music does a great job. That's
exactly.
Okay, so I actually want to give an opportunity to shout out. His name is Jimmy Wild. We don't do music together anymore. You know, he has his own stuff going on. But right. Jimmy is one of the most, like, crazy, like, music person. I don't even know what to call it. You would never even think he did music. Tall, lanky kid, looks like he just kicks it in the house and plays video games. When you see him, you're like, But this dude has such a gift for music, plays like 12 different instruments. Yeah. Like, most of the instruments you hear in my songs, he does himself. It's not
my question.
Dog, it's insane. We don't do. I don't have a producer right now anymore. He had some, you know, mental stuff going on, whatever. But I need to shout him out because for 2.5-3 years, we were grinding out music like crazy.
Yeah.
Talented.
So, these guys are laughing at me because I'm probably a little bit more
into it, though.
a little bit more conservative. I listen to barbershop music, but, you know, this isn't really the same as my dad.
Head bob going.
I was getting into it, you know.
That's the mayor's seal of approval right there.
That's the highest compliment possible.
Yeah, that's two so far. I'm feeling good right now.
This
right.
is Young Stage, Heights Pub and Parlor, the music series. Dennis, of course, from Glam Band, and Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor.
Yes. So tomorrow the Badgers play. So stop in while the game is going on for happy hour pricing. The $4 rail mixers, $4 draft beers, and $3 bottle beers. And a huge reminder to mark your calendars for next Friday night, November 15th, as Michaela Lee will be playing live at Heights Pub and Parlor from 7 to 10. She was previously on Mino and the Mayor. Yep. And if you're looking to book a private event or party, our second floor and third story loft provides absolute best ambience for your private event, and dates are filling fast. So,
have you played there, Sage?
I don't know. What's the play called again?
Heights Pub and Parlor.
Right on the block. So,
Michaela Lee is our first one. Oh, okay. So this is.
There's a lot of restaurants who would small venues. Yep. You could probably be. I don't.
You'd love it
he
there,
plays
though.
A little bit more You'd bigger than
it.
That, but yeah. really, you've got some great music. I'm happy for you. I'm a little. A couple of questions, but Oshkosh.
Whatever you like.
Well, I just think Oshkosh is.
Jim and I were talking during the break. But Chidori says, this guy might be really, really big.
I think you're on the cusp of that. I do. Tell me just a little bit for people who are listening, like your influencers. You said your uncle was a big one. And
So when it comes to like music artists, a lot of my drive comes from, two specific people, Juice WRLD. And Twista. I don't know, he's a little older. Mm-hmm. I studied Twista for like 12 years. That's how I learned how to speed rap. I don't know if you listen to any of my rap, but I rap really fast. And so like that's one thing that was also a niche for me. I finally met him for the first time. I did a performance for him. And I was the only one he came on stage to actually listen to when he was standing next to me like this. And I'm like, bro, is that Twista? And I almost froze. I literally cried when I met him.
Oh,
he shook me up and everything, gave me his manager's number. He's like, we're going to be in touch. I'm like, that's insane.
Are you saying that he was doing the Jim Schmidt head bob?
Yes, he was doing the Jim Schmidt.
I was afraid Tom was going to say that, you know? All right.
But yeah, mostly them too, 100%.
Hard to believe Jim is white.
He's invited to the cookout. Don't worry.
Invited to the cookout.
Yeah, he can go.
That is classic.
So we got to push. We got to push a million plays for you. So
absolutely.
Let's review again. How do we get in touch with your music? How do the people?
So if you on Instagram, I try to keep up on my posts there. It's a YoungSage_official. Or Spotify is really, really big. That's what. And for any music artist listening, for anybody that is trying to push out their stuff. Everyone looks for Spotify.
Okay.
Spotify is a very, very big thing. Of course, you can have your Apple Music, you have your YouTube, Pandora, stuff like that. But when they look at that Spotify, they want to see something.
We got to wrap it up.
Yeah, if we want to see you, that's the Facebook.
Young Sage.
Anywhere
you look up Young Sage.
And you'll have where you're playing.
Facebook is Sage Mode, but anything else is Young Sage.
Can you get your music on the radio these days?
Oh, yeah. That's the plan. I have, like the ones you just heard, I have some Radio Ready songs. So anybody that wants to get me on the radio,
we got to push that too, man.
Yeah. Hocus Pocus Part 2.
It'll be fun watching you.
Your stuff is top flight, brother.
What do you bench?
The last time I benched was like 3 plates. That was about it, though. I couldn't do anything after that. After three plates, it's over with.
Three plates are not easy. You know, it's a real muscle guy when he talks plates. Yeah. None of your business, Ashley.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Maybe you can ask the question. Really? You can't answer
Todd,
it.
Control your people, Todd. Hey, we are out of time. Young Sage, thank you so much. You're awesome. Dennis Glam Band.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it rocking. Ashley.
Woo-woo.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.